Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah, you know? I know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio with the Jim Bob Show game day edition, heard here and on great stations all around the country, and coming off really just another exhibition of the Chiefs of excellence of that road, and just how difficult it will be for anyone who finds their ticket punched to the Chiefs Invitational or the Super Bowl, as it's called. Jim Bob, I mean, you were there and you saw Baker Mayfield, right? One of those top quarterbacks, and you like him a lot and what it is that he does for the Bucs. But Mahomes, it looks like even though there's adversity, the end result is always the same.
Well, I will tell you, I thought Baker Mayfield, you know, he's tough. I've watched the kid since he was at Oklahoma. He's a tough kid. He's really improved his game. And he gave the Chiefs all they wanted. And, you know, keep in mind, he doesn't have his two-star receivers. Goodwin's out. Evans is out. And so I was really I admired what the Bucs were able to do. But the Chiefs, you know, they find a way how to pull it out, and they did. And so, you know, the Chiefs this week, we've got the Broncos coming to town. And I think the Broncos are a little bit of a fraud. They've beat up on some teams that they don't have winning records. So I'm going to tell you this. I think the spread's 8. I'm going to go with it, even though I tell you that the Chiefs, I thought, should have pounded the Buccaneers because of the fact that Evans and Goodwin were out. So I was a little surprised. But they just continue to win. But this spread's 8. Broncos, I think, are fraud. They got beat last week 41-10 or whatever it is. And so I'm going to go with those Chiefs to put a real pounding on those bucking Broncos.
So the Broncos, well coached, and, you know, they have surprised some teams. You mentioned, you know, struggles that they've had as well. And you look at the Chiefs, they're always winning, right? The end result is always the same. But if you look at it, there's people that come out that are detractors and say, and then they could have lost 3 or 4 games this year. But you think the end result, the victory, is never really in question, because I think the Chiefs aren't necessarily playing their opponents. They're playing history at this point, right? Because they're looking for an unprecedented three-peat. Mahomes is looking for really a place in that team photo of the greatest ever. I think he's in it already. It just seems like, and the coaching staff is so good, they're just another level when they take the field.
Well, they would certainly cement their dynasty with another appearance at the Chiefs Invitational. It's hard to call it the Chiefs Invitational if the Chiefs aren't there, but I expect the Chiefs to prevail again this year, and we will be making the Chiefs Invitational, and they will basically set themselves in history and set themselves apart. I'll tell you what, I mean, they got to be thinking undefeated, continue to be undefeated, and then really cement a legacy like nobody else.
And they have every bit of it. You got the running game kind of fixed up. You have Mahomes at the quarterback position. They've got the best kicker in the game. And we've seen, even on the Packers side, other teams, right, that kicking game can be either something that kills you or saves you. And then you've got that coaching staff. Are they thinking like that? I mean, you know that. You've been in and on that side of the ball. Are the coaches, are they just thinking, this is our opponent, we're going to take it one game at a time, or are they thinking history too?
Well, I will tell you, they're thinking, the coaches are thinking about the Broncos and doing the game plan. The media and the fans are thinking about it. I got to tell you, it enters the players' minds. But, you know, you got a game coming up with the Broncos. They don't want the team to get distracted or anything, and let's focus up. I think, you know, they'll get that done. But next up, I mean, you look at the Chiefs' schedule. They've got a tough one. They've got to go to Buffalo on November 17th. I don't think any anybody's looking ahead to that. But, you know, that's
where they get there and the window's locked shut. As you said, that window closed.
Well, I thought that the window closed for the Bills. I said, if they don't beat the Chiefs last year, they're never going to beat them. So we'll see what happens this week. But, you know, look at the schedule that the Chiefs has in front of them. They've got, you know, they've got the Broncos this week, and then they got to go to Buffalo. And that's going to always be a tough to play, and depending on the weather. And then seemingly the worst team in the league was the Carolina Panthers. The Chiefs take them on. Then they've got the Raiders, another horrible team. And then, you know, the Chargers have to come to Kansas City. They've got a schedule. There's only two teams that I think are going to give them some trouble. It's the Steelers on Christmas Day, and it's the Bills. But, you know, remember, the Broncos came in last year and beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Chiefs players are going to remember that. And the coaching staff is darn sure going to remember that. So I'm looking for the Chiefs to put a drubbing on those fraudulent Broncos.
You don't want to get surprised. One thing, of course, this show isn't a political show, but one thing that was a surprise to some and not a surprise to others is the presidential election that has happened in the suite for the Bears versus the Patriots. Big Patriot fan, big person, and a big personality on Fox News, one of the good friends of the program, Tyrus, will be in town with us.
I don't want to brag about Tyrus, but here's the deal. He got upset when you know, he's 6'7", like 385, and I go,
don't call him 6'5".
Don't call him 6'5". Oh, my God, he gets all pissed off.
He's like, that's all I got. Well, it'll be an opportunity to be able to celebrate, you know, with him. Obviously, he's a proponent of the incoming president. He's also a proponent. That may be the big victory he has to talk about. I don't know. What do you think? Patriots, are they going to be able to stand up to and maybe beat the Bears?
The spread's right now 6.5. You know, you can listen to what everybody is saying. And do I think that the Bears are a little bit discombobulated? I do. That was a horrible loss last week. They couldn't get some things going. And so I think they're going to come back. They're going to regroup. But I'm going to take the Pats to cover the spread. I'm probably hoping more that the Bears show up and play a decent game. I think the Pats will cover that 6.5.
You can always win regardless of whether your team wins or loses. All that's going to happen on the field. You always win with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. So make sure to incorporate that into your tailgate, into your game watching celebration, and keep it here. We'll be back with more on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.